Good afternoon. This is one of the, in my mind, the best press conferences that we'll have this year. This is an exciting time for our football team, for our fans, for our organization. The fact that we're in the playoffs, one of 12 teams in the playoffs, and getting ready to go up to Lambeau to represent our state and our fans across the country in a game that it's going to take a lot to top what happened yesterday. That was a terrific game for our football team in front of our fans, who did a great job of cheering our players on throughout the day. Our guys really fed off of the energy of our fans at Mall of America Field. It really helped us throughout the ball game. And to have so many guys to step up and contribute the way they did at different times in the game, whether it was Christian, making great throws and really running our offense, our defensive line, our defensive players stepping up with big sacks and hits on the quarterback, our special teams at times coming up with timely plays. Then Adrian, I mean, he's just in a class by himself. In my mind, as I mentioned last night, he's the MVP of our league. He's the best running back without question in the National Football League. Really exemplifies, you know, all the characteristics we try to embody as a team. You know, a guy who is tough, he's smart, he's disciplined, he's selfless in so many ways. As much as he wanted that record, as much as we wanted the record for him, it was more important to him that we won the football game. And as I've said time and time again, there aren't very many superstars that are willing to put the team first. And that's Adrian. You know, to come up 9 yards short, but yet to walk away from it and say, you know what, we're going to the playoffs. Now we got a chance to do something special here in Minnesota. I mean, that's what you need out of your superstar and one of your leaders on your team. So an exciting time for our franchise, exciting time for our fans and everybody that supports our team. And we're looking forward to the challenge. Injury-wise, we don't know what's going to happen with Antoine. We'll see how he does throughout the week. He was in quite a bit of pain yesterday, so we'll have to see how he does during the week and make a decision maybe later on. Brian Robinson finished the game. I think he'll be available for sure for this next ball game, so it's encouraging to get him back. We had a few other guys that were nicked up a little bit, but we'll learn more about him as the week goes on. Adrian came out of it fine. He actually said today that he feels better than he felt a week ago on Monday after the Texans game, so that's encouraging. So we'll monitor his workload throughout the week, and the fact that we're on a short week, we'll have to do that with all our players. We'll probably change, you know, how we structure practice and how we structure our meetings as well, just because of the fact that we're on a short week. But an exciting time for us.
How do you wrap your brain around the fact that you can be in second and 27, give it to your running back, not even get to third down? And
yeah. Yeah, we have a unique situation here with Adrian, for sure. I mean, there aren't a lot of teams that would even think you're going to get back to the line of scrimmage in that situation. There we are looking at first and 10. So we're very fortunate to have a guy like him running the football, and we take full advantage, for sure.
Leslie, it seems that a lot of times the NFL, the hot team goes on to win, what, and like last year the Giants did. Mm-hmm. Do you see this team has that capability to make a run here because of how well you're playing the last month?
Well, we've played some games, Joe, as you know, in this last month where we've pretty much had our back against the wall, where we needed to get a win each week, particularly these last 4 weeks. And our guys are risen to the challenge, and they played extremely well and got us those wins. Now we're into a whole new season. We hope we can maintain that and improve, because we're going to need to improve to go play on the road. So it's a big challenge for us, but we need to just keep improving, and we'll see if we can get that done.
You at all? I mean, you know, just how well they took it when you're 6-6, and how well they took it, the challenge from there?
I think when you have good leadership on your team like we do, Joe, it just it gives you a chance. We got some high character guys on our team who stand for the right things, and you know, when Jared, when Adrian, Antoine, Chad, a bunch of guys in the locker room are telling the young guys, hey, you know, we just got to keep pushing. You know, we can win these remaining games. This is what it's going to take to win. As a young player, and as you guys know, we have a lot of first and second year guys playing for us and having major roles on our team. Those are your models, because you don't know anything else. So when you have leaders that are really pointing the way and they have hope, then you're going to have hope. But if they're negative, if they're saying, oh, you know, I've been down this road before, you know, we're not going to be able to get out of this, well, you probably don't have a chance. So because of our leadership and the character of our players, you know, I think that has a lot to do with why we're standing here now, you know, getting ready for a playoff game.
Did your leadership structure the same way last year to change things or tweak it with how they meet and what they do?
I really didn't change a lot of what we do structure-wise. Now, the people have changed, but when we usually meet, some of the topics that we talk about, they're similar, but the people are different.
And back even into your own playing career, how important is it to have that elite shutdown kind of cornerback, especially with the way that the rules now are maybe slanted towards quarterbacks and the passing game?
Oh, to have an elite corner? Oh, man. I mean, that's every coach's dream in our league, the way, as you mentioned, the league is structured now with the passing game, to find that one guy who can shut down a team's best receiver. And it helps your defense so much when you can find that guy. And it's hard to do. You know, when people have a guy who has that kind of capability, they don't usually let him get on the market, or he doesn't trade teams very often. So it's good to have if you can find one. Pardon me? Well, when I was playing, you stay with your team. You know, there was no free agency. You know, you were going to be with your team. If you were, I don't know, some of the great corners that were playing during my time, whoever it would be, I mean, that was going to be your team for a long period of time. So it's a little bit different now.
Plus, when Antoine goes out, but what goes into going with Marcus instead of Josh?
A lot of different factors, but Marcus has been primarily our inside corner. We've used Josh Moore on the outside, and we've worked Josh very limited reps inside. But there are some things we'll have to look at for this ball game that we might do a little bit different, but it goes back to who's the inside corner and who's an outside corner.
Does that make you weaker? You've identified Josh as one of your top three guys,
mm-hmm.
and Antoine getting hurt takes two of your top three out. Mm-hmm. Is that something that makes you not as strong?
Not necessarily. It depends on how you view their skill set, Mark. You know, where is a guy best at for what we do? And we deemed Josh as a guy who we thought would be better outside versus inside. And so we trained Marcus, Antoine, and a couple other guys to play inside. And we have a role for Josh, and he's filled that role very well for us. But from our standpoint, to answer your question, no, we don't think so.
Is it just pain management for Antoine, or is there something else about that role?
No, it was the pain, and you know, we'll see. Have to see how he does, you know, going forward, Brian. It, it was tough for him, so we'll have to see. But it was pain.
When you're playing a team three times in 6 weeks now, or whatever it's been, is there much ground you can cover as far as finding things that they're not expecting, or is that pretty much out the window at this point?
You know, we'll look at it as hard as we can, just see if there's anything we can do differently to help us, and how we can improve across the board as a team, but. We're so familiar with one another. You know, we've been, you know, like you said, three times in the last 6 weeks. There are a whole lot of new things you can do, but you can try to improve on what you have been doing, and that's what we'll try to get done.
You won't come outside just to get one day in the elements?
I'm not sure. You know, we'll talk it through and figure out what we think is best, so that we can get quality work, whether it be outside or in here. And we'll talk that through some.
You've always stuck to your philosophy of really running the ball. Obviously, with Adrian, you should. But, you know, just that belief in running the football. And now six of the top eight teams in rushing are in the playoffs. Does that kind of show that maybe this isn't quite the strictly passing league that it's chalked up to be?
I don't know if it speaks to that, but I know for us and where we are, I mean, this is the best thing for us, for our football team, and gives us the best chance to win. And it's a formula we believe in. Our players believe in it. And it's working, and as you mentioned, when you have the best running back in the National Football League, from our vantage point, why wouldn't you focus your offense around him and build your offense around him? And it's proven to be a successful plan for us, and you know, we'll go forward, you know, in doing that.
Do you notice anything extra or different the Packers did yesterday to try to stop Peterson that they might not have done as much or in the first meeting?
Yeah, they did. They did a few different things, you know, with their safeties and even with their line. You know, moving them a little bit, and I'm sure they'll come up with another wrinkle when we play them again on Saturday night. But to our offensive line's credit, to our coaches, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our coaches. They came up with a great game plan in all three areas. I mean, that's a very, very good football team that we beat yesterday, and Our offensive staff, led by Bill Musgrave, did a terrific job in game planning the second time around for some of the things they did on defense. And we did a good job of adjusting on the sidelines some of the things they were doing as well. And I'm sure, Dave, that they're going to, you know, have some wrinkles when we go up to Lambeau, and we'll have to adjust again. But they did have a few things differently than when we played them earlier.
The way that they're operating that front right now, how important is it for your tight ends to be able to handle those outside backers? Because it looks like Kyle had some really good turns against Clay Matthews.
It's very important. I mean, Clay Matthews, I mean, they're both, they're outside linebackers or physical guys, and they can cover a lot of ground. So when Kyle had a chance to get some blocks for us, along with John and Rhett, they did a terrific job throughout the day. But that was a big part of our run game success. It wasn't just our offensive line or Adrian, you know, having great runs, although he did, and our offensive line did a good job. But our tight ends and our wide receivers blocking downfield was just as important. I mean, being able to see Devin and Roshan do make great blocks down the field. Michael Jenkins, same thing. So what our tight ends did, what our wide receivers did, was a major part of our success running the ball yesterday.
Was the miscommunication on the Jennings touchdown where he kind of was left alone on the outside there in the end zone? I think Aaron released him. Chris came inside with Jones.
Not so much a communication, but we just didn't get him covered. I mean, we knew what we were supposed to get done. We just didn't get it done. You know, for whatever reason, we turned a guy loose in a coverage, and you really don't want to see that happen. It's something we'll have to get corrected. But it wasn't so much the communication, just we just didn't execute as well.
Is Aaron supposed to stick with him the whole play there?
We like for Aaron to stay with him in that situation, and, you know, but it's something we'll have to work on when we come back.
Do you think that philosophy of running the ball becomes even more important now here in the playoffs?
I would think so, Brian. I don't know what the conditions are going to be at Lambeau yet, but, you know, still going back to what I think is best for us, it's a formula that I believe can work no matter the conditions, whether it's a warm day or, in this case, a potentially, you know, cold day, real cold day. It can work. And when your players have an identity and they know what that identity is, they tend to think a little bit less about what some of the other implications could be or ramifications could be with the weather. I mean, they know mentally that this is what we're going to focus on no matter the conditions, and I think it has to be an advantage for you.
Is Christian walking a little bit of a fine line with some of the throwaways? I know you guys want him to get rid of the don't take sacks, but at the same time, he's been hit a few times, not gotten those balls out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, he did a good job yesterday. We had one sack, and even that one was one they had to go back and review because he's trying to get it out. He's doing what he's instructed to do. You know, we're trying not to take sacks. We're trying to get the ball out. And he did a good job yesterday. There were some times where they had him corralled, it seemed, and he got rid of the football. So, I mean, he made good decisions. It worked out well for us.
Do you expect them to spy Matthews as many times as they did, go with a three-man rush and have him work in the middle?
You know, they had their strategy. They had their reasons for doing what they did, and we had to adjust to what they were doing. And I'm sure this week it'll be a little bit different or more of. You know, we'll have to see. But they had their reasons for their strategy.
It seemed like Rodgers was pretty frustrated early on, not being able to get a hurry-up offense going with the crowd noise. How much do you guys have to be prepared for that in Lambeau, that he's going to want to pick up the pace of that offense?
Well, he'll definitely want to do that. When we were there in our previous meeting in Lambeau, that's what they did. They came out in no huddle, tried to get the tempo to their liking. So it's something we'll have to be ready for and we'll have to adjust to. They did a good job with the hard counts up there, so we've got to be ready to handle that as well. But we expect them to try to get the tempo where they want it at their home field. So it'll be something we'll have to work on.
Adrian said he'd be going for Dickerson next year, coming up 8 yards shy of the record. You'd see how you get a sense of how much that might drive him. Not that he needs it, but how much that might drive him next year.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, it doesn't take much to get him going when he sets a goal. So I wouldn't put it past Adrian Peterson to shoot for that record next year and even attain it. He is one of those guys you never bet against. And if that's in his sights, you know, it's possible. Anything's possible with Adrian. So.
With as close as he was to the ball, is there any chance, is somebody on your staff going to go back and look and see if there were missed yardages, even if it was last night or a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, if we could find those hidden yards, we would do it. But they have different people who will be doing that. But we'll be doing our own homework as well. But, you know, if we can find 9 yards, we're going to find them.
How much confidence does it give you guys that you beat the Packers when Aaron Rodgers was at his best?
Well, I mean, they are a good team. And, you know, when you've been, 12-0 in our division and having the success that they've had, to win that game at home, it's a big deal for our confidence. Ain't no question about it. But going on the road, it's a different mindset altogether. So, you know, we'll have to go up there not resting on our laurels. We'll have to really be prepared to go and play well and play even better than we played at home. We have to. But it does help your confidence to know that you can beat that team, and now we've got to get it done on the road.
You've talked about this team's resilience all year with the ups and downs of yesterday's game. Mm-hmm. What impressed you most about all the moments that presented themselves yesterday?
I was talking to our coaches about that, Dan, early this morning. And we have talked to our players about the resiliency that's necessary on the road and at home as well. And there were so many moments yesterday with all the ebbs and flows of the game where you could have easily said, okay, they've got the momentum now. How are we going to get it back? Or, you know, is it over with? But our guys, I mean, they just kept focused on the task. And no matter what happened, they continued to go back out and play and fight and believe that one series wouldn't define that game. And that's a testament to the character of the players. I mean, not looking over there and saying, man, why is so-and-so not doing this job? Or why didn't that happen? And instead, just focusing on the next play or the next series and going out there and making a play. And that's what we had yesterday. And that's what you need to be able to do in our league. I mean, these some good teams you're going to be playing. They're going to make some plays. So you can't get down on yourself if you make a mistake. You can't get down on your teammate if he makes a mistake. You got to rally that teammate. You got to help him and support him and then go out and make some plays. And that's what our guys did.
The Vikings went into Lambeau and won a playoff game. Will you have any of the few guys left from that team, Kevin or Leffler, Winfield, talk to the team about that game?
I don't know. I think about that a little bit. It's, you know, some of our guys were in high school or junior high, you know, when it happened. I don't know. I'll give it some thought.
Your 2013 opponents just came out today. Have you invested a second of thought
into that? Not even a second, a minute second. No, not at all. I mean, you know how it is, Brian. I mean, we better be focused on these Green Bay Packers, without question.
Time for two more.
Lee, do you have to move this team from being happy to be in the playoffs at all? Yeah, that they've accomplished this, and there's a big happiness now that they've got to go and move on and win.
I think we do, Joe. I think we have to be conscious of the fact that we got a very young group of guys in there who have never experienced what we're about to experience. So you can't take for granted they're going to understand, you know, what's at stake. You know, even though we talked about what the last 4 weeks were going to be like and what needed to happen in the previous 4 weeks. Now you're going to the second season where the stakes actually increase. So I think we do have to address it and make them aware of what's about to happen and the implications involved. Don't take anything for granted in believing that they understand that.
With the quick turnaround back to practice tomorrow, will any of the other guys were nicked, Harrison, Lodeholt, Sullivan, any of those guys miss practice tomorrow?
Harrison may... Now, he won't miss practice, but we'll temper what we do with him. But none of the other guys should miss. There are still some other guys that are coming in today to see Eric Sugarman, our trainer. But at this point, I'm not sure who would miss. Those three wouldn't.
All right.
So, all right.
Thanks.
Okay.